obviously something that we would probably consider. That will still maintain the kind of the same status it has been, no charge. Anybody can use it. Of course, we'll have a sign-up sheet at the hotel for folks to get in on the calendar. But that's the plan, is to keep it free.
Can you explain to the public what you're thinking about doing with that shed area?
With the shed?
Uh-huh.
Bill's got some plans, but mostly for now it's just to get it kind of clean it up. So we're going to restain it. We're going to clean up that lot where it's kind of sloughing off a little bit. Probably throw some more rock out there. Get it cleaned up, get it obviously safe. We'll probably have, since there is a liability involved, have the fence off the back end of that. So people aren't falling into the water and we're not getting sued. But the majority of that will just be cleaning it up, making it aesthetically pleasing, and then of course we'll be maintaining that with our crew, you know, keeping the big grass down and this and that. And we're considering adding some structural reinforcement to the building, potentially making it so that it's safe in and off a little bit better than it is now for people to utilize the, you know, it's all open. It's still going to be the majority open, but there's some things that Bill has that he doesn't have final plans for, but the first focus is going to be cleaning it up and making it presentable and trying to maintain the standards that we keep the rest of the Sakina property, you know, with the exception of that job shack. I'm trying to get rid of that still. But that's kind of the goal, making that, clean out that whole corner of the lot and like I said, let anybody use it. We're probably going to have to figure out which certain stalls to give priority to the kids over adults, but that's something that we got to figure out on our end. But so be free of charge. We're going to get it cleaned up and make sure it's structurally sound and get that lot stable. This is my effort.
I'd just like to say kudos to Bill. I mean, I'm only one person here, but I'm happy that it's gone as far as it has through all the processes, and that any time that us as a city can help out an established business here, I'm 100% for this. I think your offer is very fair. I think what it's going to bring to the town is a lot more than people actually are going to realize until it's there. But I'm happy. I mean, you let Bill know that I think it's a great thing.
I will, absolutely. I forgot to mention, I apologize, it's me tonight, not him.
Yep.
No.
But if you didn't already know, it's the most important meeting of the year this year. And it's Pooter's birthday today. So.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. We really appreciate the support, and we're all about trying to partner with you, with the city, and maintain the growth, and everything that we do does have the community in mind, because we don't want to be one without the other. I think it's important. I'm trying to keep all my staff local if possible, and growth internal if possible, as opposed to on the outside. I think that's really crucial to help to develop the tourism infrastructure in this town.
Well, I also hope that if we pass this right now, that if there's something that the borough can do to help expedite something, that we could help you guys out.
Absolutely. Appreciate that, Dave.
I'd just like to also mention that with the expansion, it's going to put people to work.
Yes, sir.
That more, yes, sir, people are going to be employed in town.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes?
Yeah, this is Julie. I just wanted to mention kind of supporting what Assemblymember Mitchell mentioned, when the EDC at the run voted unanimously in support of it, and I think the balance of the public benefit is definitely there when you consider that the difference in the values will be paid back in taxes in 1 to 2 years once it's fully operational, plus the economic benefit of the expansion. The fact that they're putting money into the covered shed that remains there until the project's completed. So when you really weigh all of the factors, I feel really comfortable that this is actually in the benefit of the public, and I will be supporting it.
Thank you. Anyone have any further?
On that note, also to mention, I believe in the economic platform, we still pay for the full appraisal value tax, so I'm happy, just so it's for the record. We still pay the taxation on the full appraisal amount, so.
Correct.
Correct. So.
And ordinarily, you know, I would want to do due diligence, which I have really thought long and hard about this, and maybe make a counter offer and get a little bit more money for the city. But I really do see that it pencils out clearly in the city's favor. And so I feel very comfortable with the offer.
Thank you, Ben. I'll make sure Bill knows that as well. You did put a lot of time into the offer.
Anything further? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 02-17-1362, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, to restrict the use of the borough's National Forest Receipts Fund to the Wrangell Public Schools.
Move to adopt resolutions number 02-17-1362 for the purpose of safeguarding the secure rural schools timber receipts fund for Wrangell Public Schools.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Go ahead.
Okay, and I was just going to say this is for the present Wrangell Public Schools. But for instance, we have ANSEP coming in, or a trade school, or something operating under the direction of Wrangell Public School Board. This money is for the public schools. Is that how it reads to everyone here?
Wrangell School. Yeah.
Well, I wonder about that, because if it's under our school board there, and it is a public entity that's going to get funded from the state, I believe these, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe those funds would then be available for anything. And you're right for bringing that up.
Yeah, but I don't know how to restate it.
Well, I think she's kind of right that if it's under the umbrella of Wrangell Public Schools, if it's some kind of school under there, I think that would all be within their budget. It would all be eligible for this money.
Well, then
I'm not sure you can separate it.
For one, if they went to homeschool, if we actually did a homeschool charter through our school, they are also, anytime the Wrangell Public Schools does something to expand, then that is going to be available to them. So you can't stop that.
I mean,
you see what I'm saying? You can't tell a school, well, we're only going to fund you where you're at right now. School can't grow, can't, you know, nothing.
No, so, that's not what we're saying.
Well, yeah. If ANSEP comes in as under the Wrangell school system, then they're eligible for secure rural fund schools, mm-hmm. or money from the state as it is right now if it keeps going. And for this money also, am I correct?
As an example, if right now they turn in a budget and they request about $1.5 million, $850,000 comes from this source of money, and $650,000 roughly comes from the city of Wrangell. Okay. If their budget, as you said, if there was some kind of other thing that they started to do, and there's more kids and whatever, and their budget request under Wrangell Public Schools was all of a sudden, whatever, $2 million. This money would be eligible for that, and the city would be
obligated
mm-hmm. to give at least the minimum amount that we're mm-hmm. required to give. So I think anything under the Wrangell Public Schools,
yes,
would be fair game for it. So,
well, I really don't think we should be limiting it just to that. So if we get a charter school in here, if we get homeschooling, people that want to do homeschooling, you know.
Yeah, but we received this money based on the base that was the smaller amount. I kind of get what Patty,
yeah.
I didn't think about that.
If we expand like that with outside influences, we're going to outrun our revenue, and
we've already done that.
Yeah, and we're fast approaching.
But if you're talking about, because I know a lot about ANSEP, so quite a bit, actually. If you're talking about ANSEP, if ANSEP were to come in here and go through the school and all that stuff, the benefits are well outweigh this $4 million.
There's going to be funding available.
Well, yes. Yeah, they'll have to be state funding.
I mean,
they're required.
This right here, because I did talk to Jeff yesterday about this and how it went about, because that was one of my concerns too. I don't think you can tell. I think the way Jeff explained to me yesterday is, you're not going to be able to say, well, we're not going to give the money. All we can say is we can't give the money to a street. Okay? We can't tell a school they can't have the money if they expand. Am I correct? And all this is securing, the way I understood it, is you're just trying to say, we don't want a different administration to come here and say, wow, there's $4 million over here. Yeah. Let's steal $3 million and fix that street over there. And then the next year, the school comes in and goes, hey, we need $2.5 million. Well, now we're sitting there going, wow, we stole that money. Now we got to put it back. You know, where are we going to come up with that? I mean, I don't mean by saying stealing or anything, but I'm saying, you know, shifting money.
Bad term.
Okay. So, but that's how Jeff explained to me, was that he just didn't want the money to go somewhere else and then us have to replace it.
Well, no, I like the idea of memorializing all this.
Yeah.
That I really like that. So, and I can't see a way to fix it. So I'm going to vote yes.
This is Julie.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I recognize what Assemblymember Gilbert is getting at, but I feel like that conversation is sort of putting cart before the horse, because, you know, we don't know if ANSEP's going to pencil out. We don't know if ANSEP's going to go, you know, within the school district. That's what's been talked about conceptually, but we're so far from there. And there'll be school boards to be making those decisions in future city, you know, or assemblies making those decisions. So I think the benefit of protecting these funds for a public school system is important. And those other future issues are sort of bigger and will be hammered out within the community. And so I feel good about moving forward and voting yes on this.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of a sole source procurement to Meridian Systems for upgrades to the swimming pool's temperature controls.
I move to approve a sole source procurement to Meridian Systems for upgrades to the swimming pool's temperature controls and move forward with phase one in total amount of $15,320 to be paid from the Parks and Recreation Department's FY17 Capital Projects Fund.
Second.
We moved in second. Any discussion?
This is Julie.
Yes.
I just want to say thank goodness that this is coming up. It's way overdue. I think there's a lot of savings that can be found in fixing this temperature control, so I'm all for it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval to combine lots on Edlin Avenue owned by the City of Edinburgh of Wrangell, Alaska.
Move to approve combined lot 1 and lot 2, block 38, create a 15,000 square foot lot, and leave lot 3 to combine lot 4 for some time in the future if Cedar Street extended and if block 30B combined lot 16 and lot 17 and half of lot 18 to acreage of a 19,500 square foot lot, and the other half of the lot 18 to lot 19 and lot 20 to create a 18,592 square foot lot as recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
Just real quick, we we put these out for sale a while back, and lot 5 sold.